My precious ones, my beloved hearts, children of the sun, I, Mary, come early this morning to share with you in this time of the intimacy of your spiritual communion and silence with God, some of my secrets to true solar awareness and spirituality. And I ask you to pause within your mind to consider whether you can truly say that you love God with all of your heart, mind, strength, and soul. If you feel that you cannot affirm and aver with the totality of your being that this is so, then consider what are the dynamics within your life that are preventing you from realizing this primary goal that I say should be that of every son and daughter of the One. There are many diversions on the path of light, yet you may put all of these aside, blessed hearts, when the totality of your being is focused upon the One God, the great I Am that I Am, who resides both in the great central sun and within your heart. As that spirit spark of your divinity that ignites life and consciousness within you, and that excites all that is beautiful, reverent, and sublime within your world. You may have heard a number of sermons and discourses and heart's dreams about divine love. Is your life a heart's stream of love whereby every moment in some way is focused upon divine light, God's will, wisdom, and love manifesting within your being, one with all life? If you have not yet felt the totality of this experience residing within your spirit, then join me this day in a new experience of the love of God, as I take you on a journey of true soulfulness, whereby your soul is subsumed into the oversoul of God, whereby your spirit is aligned with and radiantly manifesting within the greater spiritual light and integrity of your source, God, your beloved. The goal of all meditation, spiritual practices, and silence may be union with the one heart that beats and creates all life. And when within your experience of stillness, there is this alignment with the living flame of love, who is God, within you and within all life, then your meditation practice, then all of your spiritual ideals may be realized from within this framework of the one cause, the one purpose, the one realization of harmony, of beauty, and of peace within the heart, mind, and will of your divine Father, Mother. Gracious ones, within the temples of light of the ancient golden crystal age civilizations, and that which is even now a burning within many upon earth, and which already exists in the higher octaves of light, there is this self-same experience of living in pure being, of knowing only light and the soundless sound of eternality. And when you tap into this divine resource and can feel effulgently within your soul this sense of oneness, this divine essence of God good that is yours to know and to truly be in every moment, then your liberation is complete. Then your enlightenment is manifest. Then your divinity speaks through you, radiates through you. The energy field that you co-create with the Lord is aromatic and powerful as a divine resource to bless life and to work any work that you so desire to manifest while giving glory to God and manifesting the magnanimity of the magnification process of the Creator. Gentle ones, the science of life is love, when understood as co-creativity with the one who is the progenitor of all life. Divine beingness may be understood truly from this point of ideation and emanation. And when you focalize and concentrate upon the eternal then radiates through you the essences, the blessings of peace, prosperity, and potentiality. And there is born anew within you that which emerged when you were conceived in the heart of God as a beautiful spirit. Crystalline light in nature, divine in that original blueprint of your true nature. You see, blessed ones, it is a choice every moment whether to manifest your true nature or something less. And I urge you to consider moment by moment, what is real within you? What is true within you? And if, like me, you can assert that only God is real, that only God is true, then that reality and that truth will be conveyed through every breath that you take, through every heartbeat that you experience. And you will know yourself as God in manifestation. You will realize yourself as a God-created one, living in light, in love, to fulfill your highest dreams and aspirations, God's vision and mission for you. If during these times of silence you can experience ever more deeply this connection with your source and feel love pouring through your being, then the purpose of your meditation practice will be and is being fulfilled, dearest ones. You save sentient beings by saving yourself, by raising yourself in light, because all life is intertwined in this vast array that you call the Antahkarana of life, the web of living reality. And you actually do not have to leave your own being, one with God, to transform anything outside, because God is real within you. The light is pulsating through you, and this is what is real, vivid, alive, progressive, powerful. at this seminal time of Earth's history and your story. I am with you. I am within you as a nurturing fountain of blessing and joy. As a mother who cares for you affectionately every moment. As a divine resource whom you may resonate with and feel ever close to in order to support through your love, wisdom, and power, the outpicturing of your highest ideals. Where grace is present within your life, where joy becomes you, and where love is rich upon your lips and within your heart. My gracious ones, I have come to many across the world to call souls back to the heart of God through prayer, meditation, fasting. And the giving of the rosary and the establishing of communities of light. You are a community here. And though you are virtual at this point in your human time, and the ways in which you interact and worship together, we are establishing within the greater community of all light bearers stronger connections, more amazing conversations, whereby all of your holy brothers and sisters around the world may be more supportive of one another. More respectful of all paths. More connected through the miracle of the spiritual technologies that we are releasing and that will be discovered and utilized upon Earth. O God, conscious ones, pray for the day and accept that day now within you when truth is the norm. And all folly has been erased by the living emerald ray of authentic and real wisdom, manifesting through all who purport to be teachers, presenters, newscasters, Imagine that day now when all that you hear, see, and experience within the media is validated by the Divine One, the Keeper of the Scrolls and the Recording Angels. Imagine that there is no chimera or facade of the deliberate conveyance of ignorance or untruth. I, Mary, send a ray now into all media upon earth for the light of living truth to blaze forth and to reveal that which must now be known around this world by mankind. Yes, dearest ones, all that is hidden will come to the surface. The Lord God has averred it, and Jesus himself proclaims it this day for the separation of the tares from the wheat, the goats from the sheep. And there is this day at a certain level of awareness throughout the earth. That action of divine justice, and it will continue until all that is holy will rise and all that is ignoble will disappear. Legions of truth, angels of the sacred fire, blaze forth now the emerald ray in all dimensions of life for the way, the truth, and that life divine to be revealed, known, and experienced by the sons and daughters of God. Let the prayers of those who have plead the Almighty for intercession and mediation be answered by 10,000 legions of light this hour. Yes, blessed ones, the days are shortened for the elect and for those who have not elected to do the will of God. Awaken and know who you are. Be quickened and see new opportunity for reconciliation and harmony. As you love God with all of your heart, mind, strength, and soul, I, Mary, am nurturing you with my Immaculate Heart. I, Mary, am loving you as God loves you. intimately, reverently, most affectionately, as my own, as my little one, even as my child Jesus. For there is enough love in my heart to love you all. There is enough caring and tenderness in my heart to protect you all. Therefore, let go of your pain, your sorrow, your sense of separation. Come to my immaculate heart. Be bathed in pure light and joy, and know true healing and wholeness. I love you. I love you. I love you.